We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A impressive win for your team. Jump out to a big lead and end up with a 44-24 win at Towson. What impressed you with the way your guys played?
I thought our players played really hard, played aggressive. The running game was going well for us. But defensively, we did a good job. Special teams wise, I thought we did a decent job as well. So I think, you know, the guys, you know, another road game, another road opportunity, their homecoming, you know, it's a tough football team, a good football team, but at the same time, very pleased the way our guys played and just kind of as we went through the first half and then second half, there was kind of a little bit of a lull, but they started to pick it up offensively. And guys, we responded with two big time, red zone interceptions or plays. You know, one was an interception, one was a cost fumble, right as the guy was getting ready to go into the end zone. So collectively, overall, guys did a good job, and you know, another opportunity to win a game on the road. So we're happy about that.
First question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach London, may I ask you two questions about your fake field goal? And the first one is, do the blockers know that that play is coming? And the second one is, what caused you to call it? Is there something that Towson was doing or some advantage that you saw? Thank you.
Let's see, John. Yes. And I hope so. How about that? No. You always I'm quite sure every team, every special teams coordinator, every coach looks at the way teams are rushing, their scheme, where people are lined up. And then you try to do some things perhaps that you can impact or affect that. And so they've done a good job really coming hard off the edge. And, you know, a lot of it sometimes is just, you never know, because there's different aspects to how you'll rush, you know, a field goal, you know, attempt. And you know, it was just one of those things that, you know, we practiced it. We looked at it and said, you know, let's go ahead and go for it and do it. And it was executed, you know, it was executed the way that it was supposed to. And you know, one of those things that you always look at when you're putting your game plans together, not you know, the three phases of offense, defense, and special teams, the punt game, the kickoff return, all those things you look at it. Well, Revels, our special teams coordinator, you know, has done a good job of trying to find ways to impact an extra possession or score or whatever it may be. So, you know, I'm quite sure every coach has talked on this, you know, in this format has opportunities or game plans. If things happen, if you get lined up and if it looks like you can go, then do it. If not, then give the leeway to the person directed to get it started to also just go back and say, you know, we're going to just go with our regular plan. So long answer to your short question, but that's kind of the way we look at it.
Thank you. If I could ask a follow-up, it appears as though Lachlan Pitts is ruining a perfectly good reputation as a blocking tight end. He's had a big year. I wonder if you might comment on his development. Thank you.
No, thanks for the question. I think Pittsy, as we call him, has done a fantastic job of not only being an on-the-line blocker in the slot, but proving that he can go down, he can catch the ball, and then he can run. He's done a phenomenal job for us in being a guy that's got great hands. I think he's really, really good, and he's demonstrated that on the field. And, you know, the other things he does, he's a special teams contributor as well. So when you get a long body guy like that, that can provide the kind of impactful plays on offense for us, but then also play on special teams and do some things there, it just makes he's a very valuable, player on our team, and he's one of our captains as well. So, I love the young man. He does a great job. And, he just keeps getting better.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, John.
Mike, your next question for Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Fred, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
The offensive line, talk a little bit about them. The rushing attack seems to be the most consistent thing about your team this year. Right, talk about their progress. You know, how you got them together, and also about some of the personnel on the line.
Yeah, Marty, Coach Acatelli, Marty Acatelli has done a fantastic job with our guys. I think that they've gelled as a unit. They hang out together. You know, the typical stories about offensive linemen is hanging out together. They live together, all those different things. But the leadership in that group is truly amazing. You know, I believe we rushed for 300 yards, and several of the backs that we had opportunities, you know, for big gains. Malachi Emo, Donovan Lester, Bronson Yoder, you know, you just go on, that they were very successful because it all happens up front. You know, being an ex, you know, D-line guy, you talk about your linemen, you talk about what makes things go. And I think right now for us, you know, obviously for us up until this point has been the offensive line. And, you know, collectively as a group, you know, there's, you know, Colby Sorsdale is in there. He's our captain. Rion Hagler, Bart Francois, Ryan McKenna, you know, those guys are doing a great job, and they're working together as a unit. And I think that's more critical than anything else. And they like what we do. Our run game fits the style that we have for the running backs that run the ball, because they're all different, and there's different things that, you know, that they all, you know, are impactful about. But it's been fun being around these guys and watching them play and love the game and enjoy the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Marty.
Mike, your next question from David Teal. Go ahead, Dave.
Morning, Mike.
Hi, Dave.
You are no stranger to national rankings and playoff contention from your career. When you get in this spot, do you talk to your players about it, or do they talk about it among themselves, as far as you know?
Well, you know, obviously human nature is such that what's written about, talked about, social media, you can't control those things. We don't particularly talk about those things because, as we all know, that in the CAA, there's some really good football teams. And so the most important thing for us right now is, like, you or I that's coming in. Coach Fleming has done a fantastic job with his team. It's a home game for us. I believe they're ranked. Again, I don't pay attention to that, but I know they got a really good football team. They were just in a seven-time overtime. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, we were in a five-time overtime win against Elon. So there's a resiliency and a stick-to-itiveness that they have. But to be honest with you, you know, Dave, you talk about the present and the now. It feels good to be where we are, but at the same time, you know, there's goals and there's objectives, there's opportunities that we can make something special out of this, and that's winning the game. That's the upcoming game. That's the most important. It's a home game for us. So we got four games left. Two of them are at home. Two of them are on the road. And you know, and this is a big one for us this week against a really good URI team.
When you spoke either with your captains or with the squad at large in preseason, was postseason a stated goal, especially given the personnel you had coming back?
Well, through captains and everything, yeah, we can talk about those things. Extended play. You know, you talk about, if you're going to be somewhere, you might as well talk about, you know, trying to win championships or getting opportunities, you know, to get better, to go into postseason play. This is a team that has leaders in it that, you know, that have kind of taken the team, and younger players, and we don't have any transfer portal guys. So we're not built like that. We could take a bunch of transfer portal guys and rebuild our team. We have a couple of them, and one is Kalen Newton, as you know, and Ty Freeland, who is co-defensive player of the week. They've done a phenomenal job for us. So, you talk about the present, the here and now, and taking it, you know, and taking it one game at a time. And this one is, you know, this one, like I said, with two more home games left, regular season games left, it's big. Our fans have been showing up, you know, and it's been really exciting around here, just to know that, of course, there are possibilities, but at the same time, the most prominent and the thing that's in front of us now is to play a good football team in URI, and let's go after that.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike, before I let you go, you touched on Rhode Island. I don't know how much chance you've had to look at them, but what impresses you and what challenges do they present for you both on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, you know, quarterback driven. Kasim does a fantastic job. He can distribute it to You know, he's got a couple wide receivers that can go up and get it. Defensively, you know, their linebackers and secondary are really, really, really good. I believe linebackers and guys in the back end are amongst their leading tacklers. They cause a lot of turnovers, sacks. The pressure comes from their edge guys, you know, their guys inside. So they do a lot of really good things. And I believe every offensive category they've improved upon, and even maybe dramatically from, you know, from their last year's squad. So Coach Fleming has done a really good job with them. You know, I'm quite sure, you know, that, you know, our the challenges that, you know, that are presented to us. But, you know, I feel good about our players as well. I feel good about the way we're playing, how we're playing. And it's going to be a good football game.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Get from me a membership or just join us. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, just use the chat feature of the raise your hand icon.